you've gone to sleep again, Bill Smith.
I must have just dropped off dead.
Well, next time you drop off, see that you drop off on your side, will you? Snoring away like that in the middle of the day.
I've told you before that I don't snore.
All right, Bill, all right. We won't go into that again.
Anyway, what else is there for a man to do but go to sleep? Stuck here in his bed from one weekend to another.
Oh, yes, it's crook, all right, Bill. But I'm getting that weak with eating invalids' food all the time. I doubt if I'll be able to stand on me legs when I do get up.
Oh, I didn't know you had to live on fricasseed brains and custards and the rest of it just because you had measles.
Well, Mum reckons it gives you indigestion if you have heavy foods when you're in bed.
Well, we've been in bed the best part of a week. How much longer have we got to stay here?
They reckon about 10 days in all, Bill.
I suppose my place is going to rack and ruin while I'm lying here.
Dave said he'd keep an eye on it for you, didn't he?
Well, what does Dave know about looking after a place like mine?
Dave's as good a farmer as you any day in the week, Bill Smith, and I'll have you know you're talking about my son.
All right, keep your hair on. Anyway, he's my son-in-law.
Well, that doesn't give you the right to run him down.
I'm not running him down.
Yes, you were. How would you like it if I started picking Mabel to pieces?
Don't you say a word about Mabel.
Well, she's my daughter-in-law, isn't she?
Well, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't like it if I started picking on your family. Anyway, I thought we agreed we weren't going to argue anymore.
Well, there's nothing else to do, only argue or sleep, and we can't sleep 24 hours a day.
Well, you're not doing too badly at it.
Speak for yourself.
Well, why don't you do a bit of reading?
I've read till my eyes are nearly dropping out.
Oh, what did you think of that article on dairy?
I reckon the man who wrote that didn't know what he was talking about.
Well, it wouldn't be you, Bill Smith, if you didn't pick everything to pieces.
Well, did you like it?
I thought it was rot.
Well, what are you growling at?
I'm not growling.
Oh, it'll drive me mad if I have to stay cooped up here with you much longer.
Well, you wouldn't make the ideal companion in a lighthouse yourself. Now, all me pillow's gone all up.
Well, mine keeps dropping down behind the bed. That's the worst of these stretcher beds.
That's right. Go on, criticize me hospitality.
I'm not criticizing your hospitality.
Well, go to sleep.
I've been to sleep.
All right, turn your face to the wall and keep quiet.
Can I come in, Dad?
Yes, ma'am.
I suppose I've interrupted another argument, have I?
Oh, no, we were just having a bit of a spill for the moment, ma'am.
No, I've brought you in your egg flips.
Egg flips?
Again?
Well, if you two aren't the crankiest patients I've ever had to nurse.
Mum, couldn't we get up for a while today?
No, you could not.
Our work's mounting up, you know, Mum. We'll have a terrible lot to do.
Yes, and it's a bonza day. Wouldn't hurt anyone to be up on a day like this.
And the twins are being christened this afternoon.
Even if a man only got up for long enough to have a look at the christening.
You're not getting up out of your beds, either of you. Now, do have your egg flips, both of you. Come on.
Oh, good day, Mum.
Hey, Sarah, have you had a look at Molly lately?
Yes, Dad, of course I have.
Is she doing all right?
Yes, she's looking very well indeed.
Hey, Mum, are you there, Mum?
Oh, there's Al. In here, Al.
All right, Mum. Well, how are the two invalids today?
We're all right. What are you smiling at?
You could do with a shave, couldn't you, Bill?
Have you just come here to sling off, Al?
No, Bill, I haven't done that.
Of course he hasn't.
I brought you some special ointment to take the itch out of your measles.
Oh, who sent it, Al?
Madam Deemer. Oh, just you wait till you smell it. It's got a bonza smell, just like scent.
I don't believe in highly perfumed things for sick people.
Oh, this'll be all right, Mum. Madam Deemer made it up herself.
I always like to have things made up by a qualified chemist. Still, it's very kind of her.
Oh, yes, she's a very nice woman. Mind you, you've got to keep your eye on her. She wanted to give me a face pack.
A face pack? You?
You don't mean to tell me you're coming at that, Al?
Oh, not on your life, Dad. I got pretty wild when Annie tried to make me have it. But just the same, it was kind of Madam to offer. My word, she's a good looker, isn't she?
Yeah, one of the best lookers I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, Dad. Mary Phelan is an extremely pretty girl.
Well, Madam Deemer's got more in her face, though.
More on her face, too.
Perhaps so. I like the simple, fresh prettiness best, myself.
Oh, I think Madam Deemer's terribly handsome. Annie used to think so, too.
Used to think so?
She doesn't seem so keen on her lately. I don't know why.
There's no getting away from the fact that she's a marvelous looker.
She said she thought you were a very fine type of chap, Bill.
What's that, Al?
You heard what he said, Bill. There's nothing the matter with your ears.
Oh, well, I suppose I'd better be getting back home. I only called in to leave the ointment. Annie's in a fuss over the christening, and she asked me not to be long. Cheerio, everyone.
Goodbye, Al.
Goodbye, Al. Mum, the christening's at 3 o'clock, isn't it?
Yes, and it's going to be wonderful. The babies will look so sweet in their little christening dresses. And from what I've heard, everyone in Snake Gully will be at the church.
Everyone except the two grandfathers.
Mrs. Smith won't be there either, don't forget, the poor dear.
I don't suppose you'd be likely to change your mind about us getting up for the christening, would you, Sarah?
No, Dad, I wouldn't. You can rely on that. Neither of you are going to leave this room until you're absolutely sure.
Oh, Dad, what does she think we are? A couple of hams?
My goodness, Mrs. Ramsey, I do believe everyone in Snake Gully has come to the church to see the christening.
Yes, what a crowd there is. And I suppose there are more inside the church.
Oh, I'm so excited. This is a wonderful day for me. But I do wish Dad could have come along.
Yes, poor Dad. He must be terribly disappointed.
I wonder if the twins will start crying in the middle of the ceremony.
Oh, I don't think little Mabel will. But little Dave may have something to say for himself.
It's definitely decided that they're to be called Dave and Mabel, is it, Mum?
Oh, yes, dear. We thought that that would cause least trouble. But they're being named after all their relatives in their second names.
Oh, look, Mum. Here's the photographer.
Excuse me. Can I get a photograph?
Oh, yes, certainly.
Do you want the four of us in it?
Yes, I want all the groups I can get. Then we'll take one of Mum separately. Now then, just stay as you are, please. No, a little to the side, please, Mrs. Ramsey. Your hat's blotting out your husband's face.
Is that better?
Now, could you come a little forward, Mum? Right, that's enough. Now, smile, please. Smile. That's got it. Now, Mum, could you come over this way a little, please, for a separate photograph?
Just here?
Yes, that's it. Pity Dad's not with you, so it can't be helped, can it? Now, just raise your chin a bit, Mum. That's it. Now, let's have a smile. Smile. Got it.
Oh, that should be a very nice one, Mum.
Will you be taking a photograph of Dave and Mabel and the babies for the Snake Gully Times?
Yes, certainly, Mum. But it looks as though they're going to be a bit on the late side.
Yes, it really is time we were going into the church, Mum.
Oh, dear, I do hope nothing's delayed them.
Oh, well, I'll get down amongst the crowd. I'll get a snap of Dave and Mabel coming out.
Oh, thank goodness, here they come now.
But that's Albert's and Annie's car, isn't it?
Yes, Annie arranged to bring them along in her car. Come on down and meet them and we can all go into the church together. Let's sit over there, Mabel, and then we'll be right next to the christening fountain, Mum.
Are you sure that's the place to go?
I'm certain of it, dear. Both you and Dave were christened in front of this very same font. When I stood as your godmother then, dear, I never dreamed that someday you would become my very own daughter, too.
Oh, Mum, I'm so happy. And I love this dear old church. And did you notice there are almost as many people here as there were for our wedding? Oh, Dave, stop looking round.
Shh. Oh, I only wish that your mother could have been here, Mabel, and your father, and Dad.
And so do I, Mum.
I thought I'd better come and sit here too, Mabel.
Oh, yes, of course, Annie. Both you and Alf, as the godparents, have to stand up beside the font and hold the babies, you know.
Oh, yes, Alf. You'll be Mabel's godfather. Annie will be little Dave's godmother.
Oh, you'll almost be just like another little Wally to me.
Yes, I'm sure the babies couldn't have two better godparents, dear.
Oh, I think we'd better stand. The vestry door's open.
Well, wasn't that a beautiful ceremony?
Oh, it was lovely, Mum. I wanted to cry when the dear little things were being named.
Yes, I always feel like that at a christening too, Mabel. You think of the dear little innocent things just setting out on the path of life, don't you? And you wonder what's in store for them.
Oh, didn't they behave beautifully, though?
Yes, didn't they? Wally howled when he was christened. Yes, it just shows, mind you, that he's a spirited little boy. He lets you know when he doesn't like anything.
Excuse me, Dave. Can I have a photograph before you go?
Oh, yes, Dave. We must have a photograph of the twins taken for the Snake Gully Times. Oh, how many of us do you want in it?
Just you and Dave and the babies, thanks, Mabel. Now, that's it. Now, would you mind holding the babies so that they'll show a little more of their faces? That's it. Now, that's fine. Now, Libby.
Oh, we were only just in time. Oh, listen to that. And it's little Mabel, too.
Goodness, it's not like little Mabel to cry, is it?
Oh, poor little thing. She's getting tired.
Oh, we better take you home at once, I think, Mabel. It's no use standing about till the poor little things begin to get cross.
No, that's right, Annie. Well, goodbye, all. I'll see you all at the christening party tonight.
Goodbye, Mabel. Goodbye. Well, there they go, Mrs. Ramsey, and it's all over.
I do believe you're sorry, Mum.
Well, I almost think I am. Oh, well, I'd better go down onto the lawn now and say goodbye to everyone.
Oh, just a minute before you go, Mum. I want to tell you in confidence something that Larry and Ernie Crosley said about Annie.
About Annie? Something fresh?
Yes. Eric Morrison told me that he met the Crosleys yesterday, and Larry said to him, "I believe Annie Morton is having a fine time spending money that doesn't rightly belong to her."
Oh, what a dreadful thing to say. That money does belong to Annie.
Yes, and then Ernie said, "Oh, well, it won't be for long. One of these days, Annie Morton will find herself right back where she started without a penny. And that day isn't far off, either."